Well, you look good enough to blame. I'm going to blame you. How about you? Can I blame you? Sure. Well, Evan, it goes without saying. Of course I'm going to blame Evan. Okay, and, well, Gina's already been blamed. Well, Lisa, well, of course. Okay. And I blamed you a long time ago. Okay. So you're all worthy of being blamed. Okay. So what I thought is I'd give you an opportunity, okay? We'll start with a little process, and you can ask yourself that question, okay? And it'll be a question in a few parts. One is, whom are you blaming today? Okay. Number two is, why are you blaming that person or persons? Okay. And number three is, what do you need to do, okay, to have the whole situation be blameless? Okay, so it's a three-part question, and I'll give you, I can see like Evan's mind is shorting out because he can't retain all three. So what I'll do is I'll give it to you piece by piece, okay? All right. Okay, so the first part is get quiet, and whatever comes is the right answer, okay? There's no right, there's no wrong answer here. Whom are you blaming today? Okay. Why are you blaming this person? What do you need to do for this situation to be a blameless situation? Okay, now when you can, bring your consciousness back here, okay? And what I'd like to do is just have a few people say, they don't have to say whom they're blaming, but why they're blaming that person and what they need to do to have it be a blameless situation. Okay, so why don't we start here? Who'd like to go first? Okay, the lady all the way there, if I recognize her, I'm not sure. Okay, I will need to repeat it because we're actually trying out a voice recognition transcriber.
I was blaming a little bit someone because that person doesn't agree with me.
Okay.
We're different.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to be blameless in the situation is to remind myself to let that person be. Just, I don't have to be a dictator of how they are. And that really takes...
Okay, so you said you were blaming a person because they didn't agree with you. And the other thing you said was that you didn't have to blame yourself. You could just let them be free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, but curiously enough, that wasn't the question. The question was, how can you have the situation be blameless? So I'm wondering why your instinct to got it, okay, is to blame you.
Hmm. Oh, right. Well, patterns.
Okay. All right. So that's just a simple habit that you're at fault if for anything. Okay. All right. Well, who next?
Go ahead. I was blaming myself for something.
Okay.
And then I realized that I actually had a judgment on it, that if, like, I was annoyed at myself for doing something over and over, and the judgment was that at some point we would never do it again, that we would never make that mistake.
Who's we?
Me. Okay. And that's so unrealistic, so I got in touch with that. And the other thing is to just give it over to God and be neutral about it and look at what, if something has to be done, just do it, but to take away the drama and just give it to God.
Okay, so you were blaming yourself really out of a sense
of a judgment.
Yeah, a scenario that it shouldn't be like this or...
Right, and almost an unrealistic expectation that at some point you never make mistakes again, or which is so ridiculous.
Okay.
I think, of course you'll make mistakes. It's how you handle stuff.
Yeah, and just... Okay, it is true. Of course you'll make mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay, and just to put it in perspective, is that we're not here to be perfect physically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're not here to be perfect emotionally. We're not here to be perfect mentally or anything else like that. We're here to move into the perfection we are in spirit. Okay? And if you, in a very simple way, take a look at all the people you run across, okay? A lot of them have horrendous personalities, abrasive whatever, and they can be very far along spiritually, okay? And you can sit there in judgment. I've had this happen with me. People sit there in judgment. They don't like the personality. Your personality, they don't like this. They don't like that. But you're not here to be perfect on those levels, okay? Maybe there are some skills you can learn, whatever. Yeah, but you're not here to be perfect, okay? And also, the other thing is that you stop doing the same pattern when that karma clears. Okay, and karma clears when karma clears. There's not a should when it should clear. Okay, and as long as you're here learning and lifting, you're going to, quote, make mistakes, but the only mistake is not learning from them and not using them to lift and grow. Okay, but if you're really working with spirit, everything is self-correctional. Everything is self-correctional. Okay, that if you're really in touch with the spirit you are, okay, then the spirit inside of you educates you, learns you, and presents you those same kinds of situations until you get it right. Okay, so really there's no way... You do make a mistake because you can't get past it unless it's been cleared, either by grace or if you're choosing it to go through it karmically, you go through it in the physical. Okay. Well,
thank
good.
You.
Okay, let's take one more from this room. Okay, good. Lady in black, that would be.
Okay. The why that I got, I heard because it's convenient.
Mm-hmm. Why is it convenient? And whom were you blaming?
I was blaming my mother.
Oh, okay. God bless mothers, huh?
And why is it convenient? You know what I just heard is because I was really too lazy to direct my focus elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. But also, it may also be a question of not just focus, but actually laziness in not giving yourself what it is you're demanding from her.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
And
thank
she
you.
Can't fight back anyway. She can't turn around and blame you, so. Okay. Well, good.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, what about someone from Phoneland? Would anyone like to share why they were blaming someone and how to have the situation be blameless? Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm sorry, the connection is kind of rough. The first words that come to your mind are what?
Become a member of the community. I'm letting someone else instead of myself.
Okay.
Blaming someone else instead of himself.
I'm sorry?
Blaming someone else instead of himself.
Oh, okay. All right. And what can you do, Isam, to have... it be a blameless situation?
To have a clearer spirit, for that the spirit to be more of a positive spirit. Think about it. Whatever that I could do for myself better, why is this happening to me?
Okay, all right. So instead of why is this happening to me, you can turn it into what you can do for yourself. Okay, and the tense, what I heard you say was that you were blaming someone rather than yourself out of kind of a negativity. Okay, but let me suggest a few things that may help you, okay? One is, and we practice this a lot, at least teach it a lot, hopefully it's practiced a lot, and that is giraffe consciousness, okay? And what does that mean? Okay, but that means that everything is brought to us for our growth and for our awareness. Okay, which means that the situation is neutral. So we can't blame anybody. They're just actors in this little drama for our upliftment. Okay, and if you go and you blame someone, or if you ask, well, why is this happening to me? Okay, the implication is that it shouldn't be happening. Okay, and that somehow God's made a mistake. Okay, but everything that happens is what's called karmically correct. It's correct that it happened or it wouldn't be happening. Okay, there doesn't mean... That doesn't mean that there can't be another way of working it. Okay, you don't have to work things out karmically, okay? But if it is being worked out karmically, that it is karmically correct. Okay, so that no one is to blame here and no one is at fault. Least of all, you. Okay, so if you're blaming yourself, what you're doing is, well, you're really playing God in the sense of putting yourself above God, and you're making believe that you can see and know your karma and what's supposed to happen this lifetime. And that, of course, what's happening to you isn't in accordance with, you know, the karma that you're really supposed to have. So somehow there's a big screw up. Okay? So the thing to do is to treat everything like a growth situation, like a gift. Okay? There's a gift there. That's why it's happening to you. Okay? You don't have to necessarily know what the learning is or anything else like that, but there's an opportunity to get clear. Okay? And be clear. Okay? So if we're responding to things with a lot of anger, a lot of fear, those are a lot of karmic patterns, okay? And they're ways to be clear, all right? But you wouldn't respond that way unless part of what's called your fate karma were here coming forth so that you can learn that. Okay, so that you can learn that. If you're impatient, you need to learn patience, to be patient. So impatience wouldn't come up for you willy-nilly. You know? There's something to do with you and what you're here to learn. Okay? So when you are blaming someone, you're saying that the situation is wrong, there's a mistake, God made a mistake, and also there's a judgment, it shouldn't be happening. Okay? And the other thing is that you're blaming rather than growing, rather than lifting. You know? It may seem convenient for you to blame. Okay? But in the long run, it's really prolonging your negativity and your sojourns here and your pain and your separation and your hurt. Okay? Which is, of course, what that part of you wants. Okay, I don't know if that was helpful, Issam, but I'm glad you brought it up, and I hope that it put it in a certain kind of perspective. Okay. Okay, good. Good. Okay. Would someone else from Phoneland like to share? Okay, go ahead, please do.
I was blaming myself for a situation that I, and the reason why I was blaming myself is because, like, I was shooting on myself. It's like, you should know better.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. We're all in agreement, Edward, that you really should be blaming yourself. So good. Good.
I was blaming myself because it was like, you should know better.
Uh-huh.
I just said, how can I, see this as blameless, and it's like, let's just put it in the light and ask, the Lord God to take it,
then
it's okay to let it go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, good. All right, so releasing and the shitting on yourself. And why were you shitting on yourself? You should know better.
It was something that had happened more than once.
Okay. All right, but somewhere there was a choice to just go with the karma and not with your knowing. Okay, and so let me suggest too that another way of working this is, rather than say, oh, I should have known better, is because you're going to be tested. Spirit's going to say, okay, you should have known better. That's what you're putting out. So let's see if in fact you know better. Okay, so you'll get the opportunity again. Okay, and then you'll demonstrate, yeah, I do know better. Okay, so you can use it to lift and to grow.
Okay,
well, good. Well, let's take one more person. Anyone from... You never blame anybody, okay? See that? Well, one more from Phoneland or from here.
I'll go.
Okay, go ahead.
I could play the blame game on myself real well. And I think the reason that I'm doing that is because it's a way of not rest, you know, being truthful with myself about that I'm really loved.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way of not loving myself.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Okay.
And so it keeps coming up over and over again, and then I get mad at myself. And mm-hmm. It's really all just because it's like a crazy game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So are you saying that you blame yourself as part of playing the game of not being loved and not being cared about, and that the remedy is just simply knowing the truth, that you are loved and cared about and you're worthy of being loved?
Yeah, because then all the stuff that I'm blaming myself kind of just
mm-hmm.
loses its charge.
Well, yeah. Good. Okay. Good. Okay. And if you can know that your spirit, then there's nothing to blame yourself for, is there?
No.
Okay. There's lots of growing to do because, as was said, it's convenient to blame somebody else or ourselves. Because if I'm blaming you, guess what? I don't have to lift and grow. If I'm blaming myself, I don't have to lift and grow. Okay. Right, so and what was said is very important, that if you're blaming anybody, it is a way of being dishonest. Somehow you're not really being honest with the truth that you're spirit, that we're all spirit. Okay? And just to kind of put the whole blame thing in a sort of a broad spiritual perspective without getting too technical, and that is the way the consciousness works is we have thoughts, we have emotions, we have the unconscious as it were, okay, and we have the imagination. All right. And what happens is that we're constantly involved with that, with the karma on those levels, okay? And somewhere in the consciousness sits a big mirror, as it were. Okay? And what's in the mirror is the reflection of our thoughts, of our feelings, of everything we've created. Okay? All right. And what happens is that while we're asleep, not awakened, okay, we can't tell that what's in the mirror isn't real. We think the illusion is real. Okay, so everything gets projected onto the mirror, and in our ignorance and in our being asleep, we can't tell that it's a mirror. We confuse reality with what's in the mirror. Okay, so if things are happening in our life, then guess what? We're projecting onto the situation or onto that person our imagination, our thoughts, our feelings, okay? And we then think that it's real. Okay, so we think that the person really is to blame. He really did cause that to happen, let's say. Okay? Let me give you an example. All right. Let's just say Evan owes me 50 cents. Okay. I think Evan owes me 50 cents. Evan thinks that the deal we had and the contract we had, he really doesn't owe me 50 cents. Okay. So, I have this thought, Evan owes me 50 cents, okay? Comes in the mirror as not, I think Evan owes me 50 cents, but as an objective reality, Evan owes me 50 cents. So, I take it as reality, okay? Then, because Evan doesn't think so, I think Evan is cheating me out of 50 cents, and look what he's doing to me. Okay, so then I have to go and do a whole bunch of things to get, quote, to get Evan to give me the 50 cents he owes me, because here's the objective reality. Okay. Now I go to my spiritual teacher, okay, and he tells me, well, he asked me a question. He says, let me ask you something. Does it matter if Evan gives you the 50 cents? Does it matter if Aloysius gives you 50 cents? Does it matter if Hortense gives you 50 cents? And I'd have to say, no. Okay? And then my spiritual teacher would ask me, well, does it matter if you get the 50 cents or not? And I'd have to admit, well, you know, with the consciousness I have and, you know, the abundance, etc., 50 cents less isn't really going to disturb me. Okay? But my lower consciousness is all involved with, Evan owes me 50 cents. I must get it from him. Wait a second. So I will discard what my spiritual teacher has said. Okay? So guess what I am doing? I'm insisting on my karma, okay? And you see, what happens is that when we're asleep, we don't know that we've created what we're seeing in the mirror. So we don't know how powerful we are. So it's all out there, and it looks like circumstances and situations, okay? So I'm locked into, I gotta get Evan to give me the 50 cents. Okay? And this could play out for years. Evan honestly believes that according to the contract, he doesn't owe me 50 cents. Okay? So we wind up spending 20 years, you know, going to court, appealing it, paying the lawyers more than 50 cents, you know, and it gets settled. Okay, now, what has that done? Nothing. Okay, because guess what? I still have that karma. I didn't let go. I created that anger, that hurt, that feeling of being a victim. Okay, just because it gets solved out there doesn't mean it's taken care of inwardly. So I still have that karma. Okay. Now, if I had been real smart and had listened to the spiritual teacher that I went to, I wouldn't have cared if I got it from Evan. I would have let it go, and I would have asked God to make it up, and I would have, if it comes, it comes for the highest good. If not, I'm fine either way. That's my preference. I get the 50 cents, even if it's not from Evan. And then I'm free. See, I'm free of Evan, okay? But not to demean Evan, but he's secondary. I've enslaved myself. You see, because something inside of me insists it must come from Evan, and this is what the contract says, you know, and he's cheating me. Okay, but he's not doing anything of the kind. Okay, but if I wanted to treat it as a blameless situation, okay, hey, Evan, thank you for thinking that you don't owe me 50 cents. Because guess what? That gives me an opportunity to let it be handled by grace. I can let go of my insistence. Okay? I can ask God to have it come another way. And I've released it inside myself. So I'm free of that. And I don't have to create negativity, hurt, blame, or anything. I'm free, okay? But I have to recognize the situation as what? Something that's a gift to me, okay? Evan's not doing anything but being used, as it were, by the light or by spirit to bring me this gift. So I need to be grateful. And here's this opportunity. Okay, and then I get free of what I created in the mirror. See? Because I created in the mirror the illusion that Evan owes me 50 cents. And it must come from Evan. Okay? But even if he does owe me 50 cents, okay, then I'm in bondage to that inside myself. Okay, so it's an opportunity to get free and to get clear. And that's what this situation is bringing. So what I'd like you to do in conclusion is take a minute and see, okay, what the person whom you're blaming, what gift they're bringing you. And how you can work it so that you're free and not using it as another excuse to imprison yourself. Okay, and just to finish it off, using Evan once again, I thank you, Evan, for letting me use you this way. Okay, and that is, let's just suppose that in a previous existence, I had cheated someone out of 50 cents or more. Okay, and so it has to be balanced somehow. And let's just say Evan really does owe me 50 cents. And he's really cheating me out of 50 cents. Well, then guess what? That's how the karma is being cleared in this world. So Evan is giving me the gift of playing that role. Okay? But if I insist that he pay me, then I'm perpetuating it and not allowing it to be cleared. Okay, so in other words, you can't judge a situation unless you can see the karma involved in the situation. And if you could see the karma in the situation, you wouldn't be judging the situation. And you probably wouldn't be involved in the situation in the first place. Okay, so let's stop with that. And I want to thank all the initiates for their Christmas gift, because this is the first time we use the camera that we bought with the fun.